Yeah, a couple of new things, Bob. Some visual things. We're trying out some new ideas with some of our fasteners, our external screws. We're trying some new things out with a little double gable. Some visual stuff to really dress up the building.
All right, let's talk about the double gable here. This is it's purely aesthetic, but it does make the building stand out.
We've had 25 or 30 people just today comment that they love the look of it, and for just a few $100s, it adds a lot to the look of the building.
And that's really become important. I mean, people want a nice building on a nice farm.
Yeah, if you're building a 72 by 300, you maybe are just interested in storage space. But a lot of the customers here are looking for something that not only is functional, but looks really nice and adds to what they've already got on the farm.
We've seen an incredible run here for the dairy industry right now, and by gosh, they're finally deciding that maybe this is going to stick around for a little while. Pretty good optimism out there.
Oh, it's great for the producers, the beef producers, the dairy producers right now. Milk prices are great, cheese prices are great, and the inputs are down in terms of corn prices. So we've sold out dairy barns, like for example in the state of Michigan. We're sold out till almost the middle of next year right now.
The big thing when you're making that decision to build, though, is you got to have people who know what they're doing.
Without a doubt. And there are certain places where we have the best expertise. And Michigan's and Wisconsin is one of those places where we built dairy barns for 60 years.
What are some of the key elements to consider?
In a dairy barn, critical is layout. Critical is being able to feed appropriately and correctly. And then you really got to think about feeder calves. You got to think about bringing the young stock in and having a nice traffic and flow pattern for them.
This is one of the things you're seeing, because calf hutches were always a big thing, and you are seeing guys start to go to calf barns now, aren't you?
A lot of calf barns and a lot of mix of pasturing, as well as trying to do the right socializing with the calves. They'll bring them in and put them in pens in groups of two, and then four, then eight, then 16, then 32 before they go to the stall barn.
But still a variance from farm to farm, though, isn't there?
Very much so. Very much so. One of the biggest decisions for most farmers is how large do they want and need to be. Yeah. We can build up to 100 by 800 buildings, but farms definitely have somewhere in that 3,000 to 4,000 head range have definitely kind of probably hit a max right there.
Airflow also a key factor here.
Oh, without a doubt. And in that respect, orienting your building the right way, and airflow is a big topic right now. I'm going to go on a little bit of a long one here for you, Bob, but we've talked to university folks who have gone around and around the last 10 years on lengthwise ventilation, crosswise ventilation, dammed and flowed ventilation. There's really a lot of research going on right now about the right way to get the proper ventilation for the dairy barns.
So what is the proper one right now?
I don't think they've landed on one. The latest thinking is crossflow, right, with the big barns, with the 90 and 100 and 120 wide barns is to go crossflow.
Seems to be the way to go.
It looks like that's the current thinking. We'll see if it turns out to be the best.
And, of course, cattle flow is another factor here.
Without a doubt. And that has to do not with only with the design of one building, but all the buildings on your site. And with the addition now of things like digesters onto a piece of property, you got to worry about manure flow as well as byproducts that are coming out of the digester.
All right. If people would like more information on Wick's,
wickbuildings.com.